Yes, sir. All right. So today we Chef Kleinel is a chef indeed by profession, and he is a medical missionary after God's order, and has done extensive research. And in his work, he found out that there is a connection between the emotions and almost all illness. Am I correct, Chef Kleinel?
Absolutely, you are absolutely right.
All right, so let's talk about what does the scripture have to say about disease and the emotion? Is there any connection that the scripture give between disease and the emotion?
No, the beautiful way of the scripture is they never outline everything word for word. But as you read and study, you are able to understand the principle
Okay.
of scripture and on health. For example, Proverbs 26:2, he says that the arrow bites, the swallow bites flying, so the curseless cause shall not come. In other words, sickness never comes without a cause, or things never happen without a cause. So those are some scriptural texts that, and there are several, but again, most people always looking for scriptures to outline things specific, even though in some cases it tells you plain as day.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Now, I remember in my mind that there's a scripture that says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." Now, is that making a connection between some bone condition and a broken, discontented, sad spirit?
You are absolutely right, Arthur. And those are some of the scriptures that I was referring to you, refer that do come. And
Okay.
that is found in Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 22. I remember a young lady called me up some time ago, and she had arthritis, and she wanted to know what she could do to get rid of her arthritis. And I asked her, "Who broke your spirit?" She said, "Why would you ask me who broke my spirit?" And I said, "It's just a question." And so I asked her, "How long this arthritic pain?" She said, "About 2 years." Well, but who broke your spirit about 2 years ago? And she started to, sniffle over the phone. You could hear the nose pulling up, so you can tell that either she's crying or she, tears is about to come or something. But she said, "My husband left me 2 years ago." And she turned and she asked me, "But why would you ask me that question first?" And I tell her to turn to this text, Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 22. Give you a direct relation to her arthritic pain and scripture. And what it says there, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones.
Interesting. Now, I do believe that so there's some connection there. There's another one that talks about envy, dryet, envy affect the bone to some extent. Is there any connection between envy and bone disease, bone cancer, for example?
Again, I've worked with another similar situation about the same thing with the young man who had gone to 9 different lifestyle medical institutions looking for help because he had bone cancer. And he wanted to know, how is it, what's so different about your program and any of these programs that I have gone through? I said, "I don't know. for you to put your foot in your mouth. But if God tells you to put your foot in your mouth, he will show you how to get it out. And after I go through the tongue lashing, he said, you know, you don't know me. I'm just talking to you 5 minutes. You're telling me and I'm envious and so on. And he go on and I listen. It. So I asked him, he said, how long have you been at this? He said, 2 years. So I said, what significant change took place in your life 2 years? And guess what he told me? He said, I am a prize fighter. 2 years ago, I was about to go pro. And when I looked at the people who were already pro and see that I was better than them, he said, I was envious of them. And that's when I came down sick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And he said, you're absolutely right. And I show him in the scripture in Proverbs 14 and verse 31, he says, a sound heart is life to the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bone. He almost fell off.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no one ever speak to me this way.
Wow. So there is a connection there, according to this verse here, with envy and bone cancer. So now that the envy situation was addressed, did he go on to get well after nine? You know, one of the association that I have been...
If we don't address the problem from a cause to an effect situation, that person wind up being on medication 10, 15, 20, 30 years on medication and no reversal because we never address the cause.
Never address the cause. You know, I have a theory that says, you know, married women who come down with breast cancer, there is a heavy, heavy amount of stress in the family. Is there any link between the stress, marital stress, that kind of stress in the family, and breast cancer?
Wow. You know, you seem to ask them all the right questions. We have found that breast cancer is a direct link to unresolved issues in the family. Unresolved issues in the family. And to understand stress response within the body, you first must possess a fundamental knowledge, not only of psychology, but of physiology as well. So you must understand psychology and understand physiology to really understand the stress response within the body. In other words, the natural and the spiritual. You got to understand the natural and you got to understand the physical. Now, what we have found is that when stress, when a situation occurs, the way you handle the situation determines the outcome of the case.
Right.
I wonder if you understand what I'm saying.
The way you handle the situation, the way you, whether you resolve it, how you process it, makes a difference with the amount of stress that you get from that unresolved issue. Is that what you're saying?
I'm getting to like you, Elder Lewis. I am really getting to like you because you understand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when we do workshops and seminars and presentations,
Okay.
If something happened to me here,
yeah,
and you scare me and my blood pressure rise, or you know, just
right. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I left that environment. I go to the doctor. The doctor says, hey, your blood pressure is high. I'm going to have to put you on medication.
Right.
Now, you can take that medication until the cows come home. The blood pressure will not normalize.
Right. Right.
And so thus you have to take that medication every day. What's happening there? We're only treating the symptoms, but not the cause.
We're not dealing with the cause. Wow.
So when you don't deal with the situation in that relationship, the problem is still going to be there. 10, 20, 30 years. Now listen to this. Oh, I don't know if you're going to like me, but listen to this. Once you go to that person and said to that person, when did your blood pressure come about? They're going to say, oh, you know, I had a problem in my relationship. Husband gets mad at me and, you know, get angry. Mm-hmm. And I says, okay, go back 5 years ago and remember what happened. Forgive your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, the blood pressure is going to go normal right back down. Why? Because that was the cause of that symptom.
Right. It was not a deficiency of medication.
Oh, my brother. Yes.
Nor was it a deficiency of even a natural stuff. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. So what about, let's look at again now to show that this is not just something you dreamt up, but let's say liver condition, somebody come down with a liver issue, maybe liver cancer or just some terrible liver condition. What is the emotional connection there, usually?
Very good question. The emotional connection to a liver problem, it's anger. Now, let me just say this. You're not going to look into any medical book and just say, anger, liver, breast cancer, undeserved issue, and so on and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you understand the anatomy and physiology, you understand my psychology, and then you would understand the stress response within the body. For example,
Right. Liver
and anger. Whatever kind of person get angry, it causes blood to boil. Let me understand what I'm saying.
It causes what to boil?
The blood. It causes your blood to boil, or the blood to get feverish.
Okay.
When a person is angry, and unless you ever watch cartoons, and you would see the little cartoon get mad, and steam come through the ears.
Oh.
that's a form of anger. Now,
yeah.
Whenever time you get anger, pressure rises. Now, that's just another phase, but let me look at this phase with a little bit of concern. When a person gets angry, it causes the blood to become feverish.
Mm-hmm.
And when the blood
Mm-hmm.
And when the blood becomes acidic, it becomes toxic. Oh, Lord,
okay.
Have mercy.
I got you. So what would ulcer be? Ulcer in the stomach.
Okay. Ulcer in the stomach is distress. We have found that whenever time a person, or in the bigger world, tends to be distressed, or always distressed about things, it always gives them, you know how some of them, like, stomach is not up.
Yeah, yeah. I see. Mm-hmm. I understand. So, for our listeners, as we run in on 3 minutes to close in time, for our listeners who want to understand this here, the connection between the emotions and the disease condition, where can they turn?
It's amazing. With God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, that whenever time something happens, the spirit in which you deal with that situation determines the outcome of the case.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get into a car accident and I come out and I said, I am so sorry, man, hitting a car, please forgive me. I'll do whatever I can. I'll have my insurance, contact your insurance, and we'll be able to fix it. Now, that, I would not get any, blood pressure would not rise from that car accident. I would not have any headache from that accident. I would not have any bellyache. I would not have any heartache. I would not, but if I come out and say, you son of a, and you go on and you go on and you go on and this, so that spirit is what is going to determine the outcome of the case. So, having Christ or having God in one's life would determine the outcome of their health.
All right, that's good. That's amazing. So, final point. We got 30 seconds left. Go ahead, make your final point. So speak, bring it home to our listeners who may have a health challenge. They have not looked at the emotional aspect. They got bitterness and anger in their heart, and perhaps they have a liver situation going on. Speak to that person in 15 seconds. Give them a word of encouragement.
That's
all right.
I'm sure that we are available, that it's people
Okay.
Workshop,
all right.
Seminars.
Would you mind giving out your number just quickly as we conclude? If you'd like them to contact you, if they have any further question.
Sure, I could do that. It's 404-200-7395.
Repeat.
Again, 404-200-7395. Or you could say 7389. Either one of those numbers.
Okay.
Let me just give my email also.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Chef Kleinel Walker. Listeners, join us again next week at the same time. Remember, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bone. The scriptures are very plain. Thank you once again. God bless you. All right.